Join us for the next hour as MSS Studios and Organ First Radio present Music for a Diamond Jubilee. was the March Queen Elizabeth, which comes from the Eric Coates Three Elizabeth Suite, played there by Nigel Ogden, on the Wurlitzer organ, now installed in the Victoria Hall in Saltaire. This much-travelled Cinema Organ Society-owned organ was originally installed in the Gaumont Cinema Oldham in Lancashire in 1937. The cinema closed in 1961, but by 1966 its new home was Dale Hall at Hampthwaite near Harrogate, where it remained for no less than 22 years. It then moved to the Trinity Arts Centre in Pudsey, a suburb of Leeds, where it was opened on the 30th of June 1991. By 1994, it was on the move again to a new home at the Ritz Ballroom in Brighouse, where this recording was made, and where it remained until 2006, and eventually it went to its present home in Saltaire. A programme of this kind would not be complete without the lovely composition by Ronald Binge, Elizabethan Serenade, played here by Klaus Jan Mulder. Elizabethan Serenade, played there by Klaus Jan Mulder, a Dutch organist, pianist and conductor, the eldest in a family of 12 children, who received organ and piano lessons from his father. What began as a musical joke formed into a collaborative project in which Mulder performed rhythmic arrangements with other Dutch instrumentalists, and together they recorded under the name of K-Gem. Klaus Jan Mulder died from a brain tumour in 2008. Back in 1968, our entry for the Eurovision Song Contest was this next number.
Thank you.
John Mallet, the eminent organ, and congratulations, which missed out winning the Eurovision contest by 1 point to Spain with their entry La La La, which, if memory serves me correct, has never been heard of again, whereas Congratulations is still a very popular tune over 40 years later. I rest my case. Well, here's a couple of tunes played by Reginald Dixon on the Compton organ when it was in Abbey Road Studios. See if you can remember the titles. Did you guess the titles? They were In a Golden Coach and The Windsor Waltz. Here's two more to get your brain cells going into overdrive. And apart from telling you that they're played by Nicholas Martin on the Technics organ, I'll give you a clue that both were made famous by Trevor H. Stanford. Thank you. Nicholas Martin at the Technics organ. Well, no doubt you got the second tune, Rule Britannia, but the first one was Royal Event, and of course Trevor H. Stanford was indeed Russ Conway. From the Technics organ to the Versi, and here's the ballerina of the electronic organ, Germany's very own queen of the keyboard, Claudia Hirschfeld, with her own composition, Under the Union Jack. Claudia Hirschfeld with her own composition, Under the Union Jack. Well, no doubt about it, the sales of champagne will be on an all-time high this month as the Queen's 60-year rule is celebrated worldwide. Quite a few organists have recorded numbers with Champagne in the title, but you may not have heard of the one specially written for the 1937 film Champagne Waltz. The organist here is Don Baker, and the organ is the one that was installed in the Redwood City Pizza and Pipes venue in California. I say was installed because it's long been removed and is in storage awaiting a new home. Anyway, here's Don Baker and the Champagne Waltz. Champagne Waltz, played by Don Baker. Well, since she was crowned, I guess it could be said that every year has been something of an anniversary for Queen Elizabeth. For organist Ken Griffin, his recording of the famous anniversary waltz became one of his biggest hits. Thank you. anniversary waltz played by Ken Griffin. Now, I've chosen to include this next number, not that it has any royal connections as such, unless you count the spurious one that it was written by King Henry VIII for his bride Anne Boleyn, but nevertheless, it's included today simply because I feel it's just right to do so. Here's Howard Bowman with a beautiful arrangement of Greensleeves. Howard Beaumont and Greensleeves. No programme of this kind would be complete without that stirring march by William Walton titled Crown Imperial. And this next track comes from a long-ago deleted LP which features the Wurlitzer organ that used to be in the Trocadero Cinema Elephant and Castle. But by the time this recording was made, it had been purchased by the Cinema Organ Society and installed in the South Bank Polytechnic. Here then is William Davis and Crown Imperial. Davis and Crown Imperial. As of right now, that organ is being reinstalled in a superb new home in the Troxy Centre in London. But let's turn back the clock to the days when it was in its original home and listen to the one organist who will be forever associated with it, the legendary Quentin M. McLean, who plays now The Yeoman of England and Old Father Thames. And great Edmundo Ross, the king of Latin American music, was just short of his 101st birthday when he passed away, but back in 1953, at the time of the coronation, he had quite a hit with a tune called What Else But the Coronation Samba. It's played for us now by Phil Kelsall at the Technics Organ. time now to switch on the unmistakable sounds, or if you prefer, the tone colours of the Hammond organ. American organist Dick Liebert is probably more known for his many years playing and appearing at the Radio City Music Hall Wurlitzer, on which he made a number of recordings. However, there was at least one unique occasion when the record label recording engineers decided to record him playing the Hammond in his Connecticut home. Apart from being a very accomplished theatre organist, Dick Liebert was also a dab hand when it came to writing some very nice tunes, and one of them is Waltz to a Princess. Quite a number of years ago, I had the pleasure of being in the company of American organist Lowell Ayres, and on a visit to his Bridgeton, New Jersey home, he graciously went on to record some items for me. Recently, those tracks have appeared on a CD released by Pipe Organ Presentations, which is titled Recollection. The organ is a small Wurlitzer which Lowell installed in his home, and one of the tracks is the Haydn Wood composition Princess Elizabeth of England, which was then shortened at the time of her ascension to simply that of Elizabeth of England. Thank you. hope you've enjoyed the choice of music. It was quite surprising to discover so many pieces of music that were just right for the wonderful occasion that we're celebrating right now. Now, this is the bonus special edition of Organ First Radio, so don't miss out on the normal edition, which is also running concurrent this month. Two for the price of one. Bargain basement stuff from your favourite organ music programme. But it doesn't end there, because if you follow the links on the Organ First Radio page, I've also produced two programmes of 30 minutes duration each, and they have this music in them, but they're additionally full of pictures and lots of other items of interest, and you'll find those on YouTube. So to close the programme, what better than a piece of music that goes hand in hand with the Queen's Jubilee Thames Water Pageant? Here then is Alistair Taylor, seated at the organ of Redruth Methodist Chapel in Cornwall, to play his arrangement of Noel Rawthorne's composition titled Hornpipe Humoresque. Thank you. And with the Hornpipe Humoresque, played there by Alistair Taylor, we come to the end of this very special Organ First Queen's Jubilee celebratory programme. Don't forget, our normal monthly programme is still there for you to listen to. That's if you haven't already done so. And I'll be back again next month with some more of the brightest and best organ music here on the internet. Till next month then, this is Alan Ashton. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.